Thank you and good afternoon. Veterans for Peace held a public launch today as the restored Golden Rule Peace vessel set sail from the Eureka Public Marina earlier this afternoon. The historic boat will travel all the way to San Diego for what's expected to be a 7 to 10 day trip. The vessel was expected to arrive in time for a 4 day national convention hosted by Veterans for Peace in early August. The Golden Rule and its crew set sail in 1958 to the Marshall Islands in an attempt to stop atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons. The boat was docked at Humble Bay in 2010 when a big storm occurred, causing it to sink. Veterans for Peace found the Golden Rule and started what would be a 5-year restoration project. The boat is expected to make its return to Eureka in October. With wildfire season still underway, fire crews are still out across the state as they continue to battle forest fires. The Shasta Trinity National Forest Management Team released a report today stating that the National Forest has seen over 800 lightning strikes since Monday morning and have caused 28 fires in 3 different management areas. All but 2 of those fires have been contained with the help of an aggressive approach and favorable weather conditions in the region. Fire Management Officer Gwen Sanchez said the following: "Locating, responding to, and fighting fires in remote forest areas present a unique challenge, and many of the recent fires have been reported due to aerial reconnaissance. Air reconnaissance will continue to be used for the next few days to monitor any new fires in the forest." State Route 36 west of Grizzly Creek Park was controlled to 1 lane of traffic Wednesday afternoon after a logging truck with a loaded trailer overturned. 57-year-old Ben Bray of Arcata was traveling westbound on State Route 36 when he failed to negotiate a left curve in the roadway at an unsafe speed. The semi-truck flipped on its right side and came to rest in the westbound lane and west shoulder of the highway. Bray was uninjured in the accident. 50 gallons of diesel fuel spilled onto the west shoulder and CHP controlled State Route 36 to 1 lane of traffic while Caltrans and Humboldt County Environmental Health responded to the scene to coordinate cleanup efforts. CHP is currently investigating the collision. 3 out-of-county residents were booked into Humboldt County Jail on marijuana-related charges Wednesday afternoon. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at one of the Blue Lake Casino hotel rooms after complaints from the casino. San Diego residents Charles Sindelic and Daniel Alejandro, as well as Florida resident James Lindsay, were contacted, and a search of the room turned up 16 pounds of processed marijuana and items related to drug sales activity. All 3 men were booked for possession for sale. The investigation into a physical altercation between 2 roommates has been suspended as one man who remains in the hospital with injuries has not yet been interviewed by Eureka Police. Police received a call from a residence on Everdeen Street in Eureka Wednesday afternoon. The caller stated that his roommate was attacking him with a broken bottle and was extremely intoxicated while doing so. Upon arrival, officers located a man who was suffering from a laceration, and information gathered at the scene determined that the injured man was the aggressor. The man was then transported to a local hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka residents James Kuna and Rebecca Hamlin were booked into county jail Tuesday afternoon on burglary charges. Eureka officers conducted a traffic stop in the 1000 block of Broadway, and Kuna and Hamlin had a probable cause warrant in their names for recent incidents of theft, vandalism, and check fraud. The pair were recently booked into Delnor County Jail on July 8th for burglary and theft charges as well. Kuna and Hamlin were booked into Humboldt County Jail for conspiracy to commit burglary, felony vandalism, and possession of burglary tools. The district attorney's office is currently in the midst of compiling a master case encompassing dozens of crimes the two have committed. Eureka police served a search warrant at an apartment in the 700 block of P Street Monday morning. Officers contacted 5 residents, Charlie Combs, Ben Gibson, Chris Hardy, Sarah Lott, and Marcus Shirley. A search of the apartment also turned up methamphetamine, 1/2 ounce of heroin, as well as marijuana and drug paraphernalia. All 5 were arrested and booked into county jail on numerous drug charges, as well as for outstanding warrants. Tuesday afternoon, 52-year-old Mark Armstrong was booked into county jail after Eureka detectives from the POP unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 3200 block of Prospect Street. The search turned up a stolen TV, 3 handguns, ammunition, and 6 grams of methamphetamine. Detectives also discovered a butane honey oil hash lab operation. Armstrong was booked for possession, as well as other drug charges. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.